Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9.06 and it is Friday morning. I hope you have a wonderful, incredible experience at Outside Lands. If that's where you're going, maybe you're seeing Lady Gaga on Sunday night. A lot going on, always is in the city. Enjoy it, make the most of it. Even if, God, if you're just hanging out at your house, enjoy that. Oh. Even if you're working, you know, try to enjoy yourself for that one guy who texts and pisses and moans that we're all excited that it's Friday. Yeah. That guy, you know who you are. Okay, let's give away some tickets to a summer concert and get someone into the running for the grand prize trip for two to see Imagine Dragons in Vegas. We'll take caller number 97 right now. All week long, we've had tickets to different shows around the Bay, like Imagine Dragons, Coldplay, Zac Brown Band, Lady Gaga, and more. Who do we have tickets for today?
All right, Zac Brown Band.
Zac Brown action. So all day long, it's different bands. Right now, it's Zac Brown and your chance at a trip for two to Vegas to see Imagine Dragons. Be calling number 97, 800-400-3697. Call now.
That same number is the number you can text, and we collect those throughout the show. Try to read them in a timely manner. Never do.
It's impossible. But we read them all, so, you know, if you want to be heard, put your 2 cents in.
Here's a roundup. 408 says Costco sued the company that provided the celery for the chicken salad. It wasn't the Costco chicken. I don't know that.
Oh. Well, it sounds like it was widespread enough that I'm sure they were looking for the exact source of where this came from.
415 says the underground bunkers are actually Big Rock Ranch and can sustain 200 people for more than 1 month. After that, Donner Party.
Yeah. Yep. You screwed. It's all fun and games the first couple days down there. Look at us escaping the apocalypse. This is great. You know, what could possibly go wrong?
Right.
They're awesome, though. They look like giant tubes that they sink into the earth. Are they called pylons? Where they sink them down humongous, like bigger than the diameter of what this room would be. Like maybe 16, 20 feet across. And they're so like corrugated, galvanized metal, and they've turned them sideways and built a whole thing inside them. Bunks, pool table, bathroom, I assume.
Is that what you want, though?
Well, you if you want to survive, maybe you don't want to survive.
I mean, do you? If it's going to be Donner Party after the last can of beans is done?
Yeah. Well, if you can't leave the bunker because the air is poisoned and all the stuff up there is poisoned and you're going to die anyway, you know, maybe you just pack some poisonous Kool-Aid, just have a few more days with your family, and then I'll say goodbye.
Wow, you're fun.
Well, I know. Still, seems like it's on your own terms, at least, at that point.
925 says, Jane and the Morning Crew together. What a great treat this Friday. Love you all.
Aw, Janie.
Jane. Look at Sarah's hands. Creepy, says 408.
What'd I do?
I'll show you. Okay. Send you the picture over. Someone was looking at the looking glass. And it looks like you were doing sort of an evil genius thing.
Oh, you know what's funny? I always touch my fingertips together. I lay them down here, and I can put them just over the top of the screw on the board right here.
You do the weirdest stuff in a repeated manner all the time.
I do it all the time, this thing.
It's the same thing with my headphones. Oh, well, I take this cord, and I wrap this cord around. You've done that to your headphones forever.
Right, because that way I can undo them. But then when other people undo them, they don't understand what my method is, so they tangle them all up.
Mm. Yeah, Bob.
This is what you do. You do this.
Bob does your headphones.
And then the
mic thing holds it all in place.
Right.
Yeah. I do all kinds of little things with my hands. I have all these like little...
And then when I do the laundry, I count all of the pieces of the laundry in
it
order
makes it
to
go
know
by
that,
faster. Right. It's nice to count. And sometimes I remember and sometimes I don't, but it's... You know, just a little thing.
There's the picture.
Oh, yeah, I'm just touching my hands. That's not...
All that ancestry talk. What's the bottom one there? It says, I'm waiting for my results.
Yeah, 23andMe results.
Is that 831?
It is.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It means zero.
Right.
It will change your life. Zero. You're who you are.
Right.
But
now you know.
I
the
was
more
telling,
you know
what's funny is Liam came after... We got off the air. Liam came over and said, I have a friend who I don't know if I can tell this story. Can I?
Well,
I can.
I
can. I'll tell it. It was off the air, but it was. He didn't say. He had a friend when he was young that was Polish, and he was the Polish guy, and everyone knew him as a Polish guy, and his family was Polish, and they celebrated Polish things, and then it turns out somehow he got the DNA testing done.
Like recently?
Recently enough, I guess. It turns out he's not Polish at all.
At all.
He's adopted, and he didn't know that. So he found out when he turns out he's Irish.
Oh, my God.
And was
wow.
like, how am I? And they went, well.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. So he went his whole life and then.
Thinking he was Polish.
He said to his parents, hold on a second. And they went, we adopted you?
Yeah.
How funny.
That'll kind of mess you up a little.
So, like I was saying, yeah. this sort of this DNA thing is it means nothing or, oh, my goodness, it unzips your whole life because what you thought about yourself is.
Right. It has to be reevaluated.
Wow.
Interesting stuff, though. It's really sort of fascinating that they can break it down to this degree.
Yeah. Well, even weirder was when my mom finally saw my brother's ancestry. She goes, oh, yeah, you know, your aunt said that your great grandma was English. I'm like, why don't you guys ever share this crap? It's so weird that once, maybe when we were little kids, we were told you're this. And we all went, OK, off into the world.
Mm-hmm.
3/4 Italian, 1/4 Irish. Done.
Well, it makes it easy,
I guess. But then, you know, no updates. All right, I'm English. Who knew?
The door.
Yeah, I got royalty in me. Costco loses money on the sale of each rotisserie chicken, but it gets people in the store, and you usually end up buying other stuff while there.
That's for sure.
It's common retail is having loss leaders.
Yep.
Totally normal.
Pulls you right in. They have great chickens there.
Good morning, guys. Was trying to take a nice pic with my nephew, and this kid's just digging his finger into his nose.
Yeah.
Well, super interesting.
Like when I see kids sometimes on TV during the news and their mom's being interviewed or dad is being interviewed, the kid always has the finger up the nose. Just
They're
makes
empty.
Me laugh.
Empty holes.
Yeah. Must fill.
What's up in
must
there?
Fill. Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if there's anything. One time I pulled a nugget. I haven't checked again.
My 4-year-old just admitted to picking her nose and hiding it in my bed.
Oh, God. That's not what
I'm totally grossed out now. Well, at least you didn't kiss one of them.
Yeah, you lived.
The chickens. You and your you lived.
Well, I mean.
So did the lady who had the bad chicken salad.
She's not living the way she was living.
Right.
I'm saying you lived. It didn't make you sick. Nothing bad happened to you because of it. Zero bad effects.
The chicken salad is in the deli section, not at the food court, says 650.
So they picked up a pre-prepared thing of it.
Hey, 510 says, hey, radio family, happy Friday. We're picking up keys today to our first home.
Congratulations.
Can we please get some shots?
Bay Area Realty. Living the dream.
That is exciting.
That is exciting. Oh, my God. That's exciting. It's exciting.
It's exciting,
just moving,
but you're going to have to figure out how to build a couch and a kitchen table and every other thing to furnish the house because you spent all your monies getting the house.
You'll be fine.
Nothing like sleeping on a floor.
Of your own home.
Right. Covered in tinfoil because you can't find anything else.
You'll be fine. It's going to be so awesome. Best investment you'll ever make.
Yeah. You guys should try singing Van Halen Unchained instead of Unchained when plugging Jane's show.
Jane, and nothing stays the same. Unchained, when you hit the ground running. Jane. Yeah, I like the other one.
Right.
Oh, all right, my man.
All right, my man.
All right, my
Listen
man.
Cumin, jive it up.
Nice, Cumin.
All right, my man.
We can hear you.
That was very nice. You're so sweet.
Well,
all right, my man.
Who won?
His name is Rob from the 650.
All right, congratulations,
he's
Rob.
He's going to see the Zach. Can I give a monumental
no.
update?
No. The Friday montage makes me smile and laugh every single time. Love you guys. Happy Friday.
Yay.
All right, go ahead for crying out loud.
So as I look at the SF Stair Climb website to see where Brent and I are falling, just so for those of you tuning in, Brent and I are participating in a huge event to raise money for first responders. Alice at 97.3 is number 5 on the charts.
Oh, boy.
In terms of money raised.
They need to get some more money raised for this. What are we at, $332?
We're at $452. Oh. We're almost halfway there. Everyone, please donate. Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. The link is right there. Donate like 5 or 10 or 50 or 100 bucks. We just need to reach $1,000 to hit our goal.
And of course, you want to win.
Yeah, we want to win. Well, I feel like out of all the CBS teams, we'll win the stair portion. But I also want to win the money portion.
Well, you are the Bay Area's fastest DJ, so...
You training on the stairs now, so you'll be sure to win?
I'm doing a lot of stamina training, so
stairs are not good for your back. I don't know how that's going to go for you, but that can be really painful to the lower back.
Well, I know you guys are praying for me and sending good thoughts my way, so I should be okay.
Or laid up for 3 months right after the event, which seems to be the move.
All right, that's positive. I really appreciate that, and happy Friday, everybody.
Where's Rachel? Where is she?
Where is she right now?
Play the song.
The Childish Gambino song. We're doing the text.
Crying out loud. Yeah, let's just do the text. Enough.
Well,
hi,
Jack.
Really asked, where's Rachel?
Go climb some stairs.
More.
I've heard you play the creepy I Would Like You to Marry Me 100 times, but who is it?
It's Jillian Michaels proposing to her now wife.
So embarrassing.
You know, take all the reverb out because it actually diminishes the awesome baby talk thing she has going on.
So lame. Such a bad job. Yuck.
Oh my God, so classic.
You need to do that again. I would do what Uzi did.
Not good enough.
What?
Didn't you make your husband propose again because he did a bad job?
Again and again. Yeah. He's still proposing.
Yeah, he still proposes all the time.
Last time he proposed was probably...
This morning.
2 months ago.
Oh.
A couple months ago.
He takes your ring away and then...
I take off my ring, I give it to him.
Do you make him kneel?
No.
You don't?
No.
Sometimes he must, though. Get down on one knee.
I don't know about that.
It takes a while to get back up when you're...
You're in your 60s.
Stop it.
925. Did Sarah get much sleep last night? She's all over the place.
I did get plenty of sleep. Don't get her. Leave her alone. It's Friday.
His wife, listen to this.
A little scattered.
Jim Croce died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
Okay. 415 says, his wife had said, I love you on the phone, and Jim was in a hurry to take off and didn't say it back. That's her last memory.
Oh. Yeah, I think he died with 4 or 5 other people. Plane crash, the plane hit a tree.
Jesus. Hit a tree?
Yeah. I guess I think it was on takeoff. It was on takeoff, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know the other circumstance.
Sheesh.
Bogus, though. Mm-hmm. I love you. She snubbed me?
I gotta go.
I'm snubbed?
And I gotta run.
I think he was 30. When that happened.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think so.
Operator.
408 says, I just love you guys. Thanks for making me laugh every morning. Happy Friday. Laura in San Jose.
Thanks for listening, Laura in San Ho.
415 says, I'm the one Yuzette and Vaughn met yesterday. My kids and I are screaming in the car listening. You were both so nice.
Megan was her name.
Bingo was his name.
Hooman is on one today, and I am loving it. All of you make me grin on the drive to work and hope for traffic jams. Thank you, team.
Well,
you're welcome.
Thank you for listening.
You're
happy
welcome.
Friday.
925 says, I just snorted at Vonda.
Vonda. Well, Vonda Wizard. Yeah. Sounds like a, you know.
Sounds like a what?
I don't know. Fancy name for a wizard.
Vonda.
Vonda the Wizard.
Vonda.
Vonda Wizard. It's a good name.
How did Sarah's son get the nickname Yeah Right? He told us.
Yeah, that's his That's his name SoundCloud. On the soon-to-be-defunct SoundCloud. He's going to be so bummed when I tell him.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Is it? You tell me.
Yeah, this is this your son?
Sounds like it.
Or is it Skrillex?
I don't know. Oh, I think it's Skrillex.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
It's yeah, right.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, right.
Very cute. He likes crappy. Although, oh my God, you guys.
I was going to say he likes crappy music.
He likes crappy music. But he got in the car yesterday. We went shopping. I took him to the Gap.
Oh, how'd that go? Did the lady ask you?
One time. That was it.
Said, and no. You said no.
And I said no thanks. And then they.
Yeah.
She didn't ask me again. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. I was like, I wonder if this is a new thing. Because the people right next to me were signing up for the card. Oh. I know. It's like, oh. Anyway, we get in the car. And he always grabs my phone and goes to, you know, the music and starts pulling up stuff. And it's usually some crappy thing I don't want to hear. And he did Rosanna by Toto.
Really?
What are you even doing with that in your phone?
It was on Apple Music. You just type it in.
It's a great song. I like that
Get
song.
Get out of here. Toto?
Sure.
I go, I'm like,
Rosanna.
At first I thought maybe they were like sampling their song or something else. Uh-huh. I go, what's up? He goes, I just really like it. I like the instrumentation. I love the chord changes. I'm like, oh okay.
Rosanna.
I go, you like this? You should listen to some Steely Dan. If you like yacht rock.
Oh, yeah.
I go, this is yacht rock.
Not quite. Yeah.
He goes, no, it's really good.
She went away.
They're amazing. He was like talking about the drum. Rosanna. I guess the hi-hat. He goes, oh, the hi-hat thing is like genius. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, she's
I hadn't really noticed
that. That would be great if he started liking Steely Dan.
Yeah.
I love Steely Dan.
All right. You love him?
Yeah, I love Steely Dan, too.
Yeah, I've seen him probably 3 times.
I made him listen to Hey 19. I think it was the wrong pick. He goes, it's too slow.
Oh, my God, you guys.
What?
Trip out on this.
Okay.
Meet you all
Speaking
the
of,
way.
Okay. Can you cut that? Thank you. I love the Black Crowes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you don't like them, whatever. Turns out, I'm reading one of my guitar magazines. The singer lives right here in Marin.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
I did not. Funny.
How have you not seen him around?
Maybe he just hangs at his house.
Or he's at the Deuce and you need to get out of the house more
he's
often.
Not at the, no one's at the Deuce that I want to see.
I think he is.
God. My husband and his derelict friends.
Oh, I was talking to Alan yesterday and he told me that. Alan Rosen, Bananas at Large.
Ding, ding, shame.
About Chris Robinson.
Shame.
But I met someone yesterday.
Who
oh,
was
my
it?
God. Glenn.
Campbell.
Matlock.
Oh.
Who was in the Sex Pistols.
English what?
Dude. He's like 60 years old. And
Where'd you meet him?
I met him at the restaurant by my house.
Which one?
By your house. In Redwood City, you met one of the guys from
Quiznos?
The Sex Pistols. Yeah.
Which one?
It's called Mistral.
Oh.
It's a fine dining
What's
restaurant
he doing
by my house.
There?
Well, he is in town. I know. I forgot the other dude's name that I talk to all the time. But he had hired Glenn, became friends with Glenn, I guess, in London. And hired him to do some kind of speaking at their company. I don't know. A realty company. I don't even know what kind of company it is.
What the?
But, yeah. And so he goes, hey. First he goes, hey, do you still work at KFOG? And I go, oh, well, actually I work at Alice. But, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, that's okay. No worries. He goes, well, why don't you meet someone? Glenn. Was it Glenn? Yeah, Glenn Matlock.
Well, we can look it up.
Glenn Matlock.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Well,
what did he play?
Yeah. Bass guitarist.
Wait.
It sounds like he's the least famous of the four guys in the band, but still, that's very...
Look, I thought Sid Vicious was the bass player. So this guy came after Sid Croaked or before, and that's why Sid got the gig?
He said he's the original lineup from the Sex Pistols.
Oh, then he's the drummer.
No, he's...
It says being the bass guitarist in the original
he's
lineup.
He's being bass guitarist, yeah, original lineup. Of
well,
the
you know
rock.
What? They did say that Sid couldn't play his instrument, so right. that he was more of a... So
I
maybe
he came
Glenn
in and
played.
And...
Maybe Glenn played on the album,
uh-huh.
and then, you know, they needed a guy. Who...
Right. I mean, the dude was like, you know, a famous flame.
Matlock was replaced by Sid Vicious.
Yeah. Okay.
And went on to form Rich Kids, a new wave power pop band, with himself as the bass guitarist and singer.
Interesting. Mm.
Yeah, he was... Pleasant man.
Older dude, right?
60.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had the one great album. I mean, The Clash is the band of all the English bands, but Sex Pistols had one great album.
Mm.
Great. All time.
Do you love it?
I love it.
It looks like he was with the Sex Pistols from 75 to 77. Then he came back in 1996, 2002, 2003, and then 2007, 2008.
Well, since Sid died, that was an easy...
How'd he die?
That was an easy phone call.
Really?
Yeah, that's really.
Haven't you ever seen the movie Sid and Nancy?
You're the
with
movie
Courtney
reviewer.
Love as the friend of the...
No, I can't say that I have. That's why I just asked the question.
Yeah, he overdosed. He was a heroin addict.
People are saying about Chris Robinson, he plays and hangs at Terrapin Crossroads.
Oh, a lot of people do that now.
Because who place, owns it?
Phil Lesh.
Yeah, and our guy Wiz did the sound there.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that the place?
I believe it is. It used to
I
be
I thought he did the sound at Sweetwater.
He did it there, too.
Oh.
I may have that wrong, though, but apparently it's the best sound system that's ever existed on Earth. It's a place that used to be called the Seafood Peddler, and I believe that the sign is still there. It's like an iconic sign in San Rafael. It's got like a boat. And
really?
I don't know if it still says Seafood Peddler. Maybe it says Terrapin Crossroads on it now.
Have you never seen a show there?
I haven't gone there. I know. Everyone keeps telling me, but I'm like, yeah, it's nighttime.
I go to bed.
Yeah.
Nah,
I don't
bed.
Feel like it. But it was a large restaurant, so I can see why it would be a large, good space to have a rock concert.
415 says, it will be discouraging if you report on how they've been sued for every dime they've made and are broke. This is about the Golden Gate Bridge climbers who seem to think nothing will come of the trouble they made climbing around on the bridge. But it's true. If they're sued and owe money or, community service is a nice thing, but you get 3 years of that, boy, that is rough going.
What if Red Bull picks them up, give them a big contract?
I'm sure that's what they're after.
Right.
510, Hooman's always such a pompous ass.
Yeah! Yeah!
Get him.
What a great text that was.
The daredevil is going to make so much off that video, the lawsuit won't even matter, says 408.
Depends on what they wind up getting.
I have a family member who is a CHP officer, and his beat is the Golden Gate Bridge. He has pulled many bodies out of the water and also has to talk many others out of jumping. It's the hardest beat to work in the Bay Area.
Wow.
Harder than the Tenderloin?
Seems like it would be just gnarly because you see a lot of, just people at their lowest point.
Mm. Mm. Anyway, I'm out of time.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happiest of Friday greetings to you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Outside Lands.
Yup, I'm going tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to be there for the Saturday? Mm-hmm. I know you wanted to go on Sunday, Vin, but...
Yeah, I'm working on... I'm just trying to figure all that out. But so you're going to see Metallica or are you just going to stay...
I think I'm going to just be there for like 3 or 4 hours.
Got it.
Yeah, I can't last that long. And I can't be there in the dark.
Right. Once it gets dark, it's not fun for you anymore.
Exactly.
I'll text you if I'm there at the same time.
Okay,
I'll
sounds
come
good.
Find you.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a final little hookup.
Yay!
Yay. Bryn, are you going too? I think Hooman and Bryn are going to go.
Yeah, I'll be there with Yuzi and Hooman. We're all going to walk around together and like party.
Oh, on Saturday?
Yeah. Saturday.
Oh.
Don't worry. Yeah, Fawn's going to be there. Well, I'm going to go actually with Luciana.
Oh, you're not bringing Johnny V?
No, he's working at Audubon Motors. Ding, ding, shame, shame.
Don't worry, drinks. They're coming.
It's like, now that he's working weekends, I'm making so many plans for the weekend.
Look at you.
It's the freaking weekend.
It's a whole new
so world.
Well, have a safe one, you guys.
We will, we will.
Make sure I'd love to see y'all here on Monday.
Absolutely.
Have a good weekend. We'll see you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.